Welcome, everyone, to your favorite podcast. It's the Joycast. I'm your host, Amiterasu, a.k.a. Kunle, joined by my lovely co-host, Torrent Senpai, St. Ben 91, Go to Iron and Shy Sly Dude. Woo-hoo! And just like that, we're on episode 9, guys. 9 podcast episodes for 9 weeks of quarantine. We've done it. We've come hard.
It's his fasting season. It's his fasting. People are fasting.
Bro.
Fasting would have done good too. It's fine.
Okay. It's not even 9.
Alright. So, as per usual, we have two... Oh, wait. We have no topics for you today because this is a very slow week in gaming. So, what are we here to discuss, guys? Like, I'm actually at a loss. You guys take the floor. Take it away.
Before we started, I was talking about a game that came out on PC a while, not too long ago, and it just came out on Switch. It's an indie game where you take like two genres of game and mash them together, and it spits something out.
Like, ooh, basically, that one you like.
Two genres. Okay, okay. I thought that was out on the Switch a long time ago.
No, it recently came out. I think it came out this month, actually.
Wow.
In
okay, no, I think it was
E3. What's the name?
The reviews were... I can't remember the name, but the reviews were unkind. Yeah. And they were, oh, really, no. They were very unkind.
Yeah, that was bad.
The reports that...
No, no, no. I mean, they have... Okay, so basically, they have 6 genres to pick from. So you mash two... So the number of permutations, I don't know, I'm bad at math. Anybody that's good at math can work out.
6 times, 5 times, 4 times, 3 times, 2 times, 1.
But, man, I can't, I know that's a problem. I never had the permutation and combination math. That was from what, 2005? All that information is
don't take us head. Down a flashback act, just get to it.
My point is, I don't know. I kind of want to play, but since the reviews are bad, I don't want to spend money on a game that I know.
How much is it?
That has not done well.
All I can say is you don't have permission to pirate it. If that's what you're thinking. You don't have the permission.
Now, wow.
We do not support piracy in any shape or form on this show, Joyce.
Where did piracy even come from now? I was just here minding my own business.
I'm just mentioning
PC stereotypes.
Can I talk about my own topic now? I have a topic of my own.
Okay.
Topic. Yeah.
You go, Babs.
So I would like to talk about my friend. His name is Obasho. He has a Final Fantasy 14 addiction.
In there.
Every waking morning, midnight, every time he's always online. He never responds to messages. He doesn't check up on his friends. Only FF14.
Are you messaging me? Please, I don't care. Fear for me no more.
Hopefully, I join you this week. For next week, sorry.
You're joining the dark side. Hey. You're going to the dark side.
I'm not joining the dark side. I have several games to finish. I won't be distracted so easily.
Which game do you have to finish? Oh, like Death
Persona
Stranding.
5,
well, yeah, Babs, have you finished?
Yeah,
have
you finished Death Stranding?
Have you finished Death Stranding?
Yeah, nah.
Where's our review? No, where's our gameplay?
What
where's
I was playing is fine. Dragon Quest XI just dropped on my lap like bam, and before I knew it, 100 hours like that.
Oh my goodness, that game.
It just sucks you in, and it just, you get so invested that you cannot just like come out of it when you start. So, and it was on my Switch, so I had no choice.
Basically, heroin.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, in terms of games, you know, a couple, there's something, I don't know if you guys are interested in this, but a couple games were announced. I think Iron Fury, I don't know if you guys have heard about that. It's like built on the same engine as the original Doom, but it's like made everything, the whole world 3D. Oh. It's like taking that engine to its like max. It's really cool. So it's like basically everything looks 2D, but it's like 3D. So it's like they've done some amazing stuff with the artwork. They pushed that engine to its limit.
I thought it was a game that was like a match between Doom and Duke Nukem.
No, it is. So basically, it launched last year on other platforms, but it came out on PS4. I think they had the launch trailer just a week ago. And funny enough, after it launched on PS4, another one just launched. It's similar. I think it's called Warlock something. I can't really remember. Yeah, Project Warlock, which is another one that looks basically, that was announced like yesterday. And you know, your favorite Iron Man VR has a demo. So there's some demo gameplay.
I watched it, but couldn't relate. It was just weird watching someone play VR.
Yeah, but I suppose St. Vat 91 could try it out for us and let us know what his thoughts are.
I think you guys forget that.
We all forgotten, no.
Depends on how big the demo is. If I have to delete anything major, I'm not going to do it. I'm telling you right now. I will look into downloading the demo.
I hope they drop a new Apex update so you can delete all that stuff you don't need.
This week, the Apex update that was this week, that thing was painful. If 128 MB, this thing made me delete a whole game because it said it needed 25 gig. I am
painful.
Oh, wait, and it just needed 128 MB.
Yeah, when the download said it was 128 MB, I was confused. I said, "This people, why? Why would you
Call of Duty laptop?"
Yeah, see, look at it this way. Imagine that you have a really, imagine that you have a really full wardrobe of clothes, but you want to rearrange those clothes because you have new ones to add. You're gonna have to take things out and shuffle them around, like in your room. So that's like
the problem is the problem with that setting is that getting you don't take your clothes and put them into it.
No, dude. Mm-hmm. From what you said, it's like your walk-in closet to make shit fit for like a shoe rack or four shoes. That's what you just did.
And then put the rest of the things back.
Yeah.
It's like when you have to take off all your clothes to poo. It was something. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Do you know sometimes you have
I think it's time you take your man away. You need to carry him.
Man down.
You know, you won't have those really
You cannot carry a man that's flying, man.
See, I'll carry you myself.
I'm pretty sure right now he's wearing a cape or something. You need to cut those capes, cut those wings.
I mean, you're not entirely wrong. I'm actually wearing Valkyrie armor for Final Fantasy 14. Yeah, that's right, boys. Sure. I've been playing while this podcast has been going on, which is why Bab's profession about the addiction was so much funnier.
True.
Like I'm literally doing the drugs right now.
Okay. So yeah, so check out I dropped on the group, you guys, on the Joysticks Media group. I dropped videos for Iron Fury and Project Warlock if you want to see what I'm talking about.
Check it out.
You can check those out when you want to. Let's quickly delve into The Last of Us 2. I mean, they did the behind the gameplay, I think this past week on Wednesday, right? Behind the gameplay. And they announced a limited Last of Us 2 PS4 Pro.
Yes. I saw a picture of that. It had to zoom in. Special about it.
With accompanying pad, which looks pretty good.
But it's just, it's an end of generation limited edition console. How many is it going to sell?
A lot.
Well, they probably wouldn't make that many, to be honest.
Can they even ship it during this period?
They can ship it.
They can ship it.
I still feel it's going to sell. So, the collectors love their collection. Collectors love their collection.
There's some people who will not have looked at any single spoiler, said, fuck all the haters, and just wait. And when the thing came out, they're like, yo, I'm buying it. I'm excited. I'm going to enjoy this game. No one's going to stop me.
Okay, but here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. I saw the picture of this thing, and like I said, I had to zoom in to see what was special about it. I saw a tweet online during the week, and it was, I think, by the people that did the engraving, and they were like, oh, don't worry. It just looks like this. If you see it up close, you understand why it's special. You understand why that's a problem, right? Like, the fact that the only way you can see why it's special is if you can see it up close. Like, look at, like, in comparison, look at Cyberpunk 2020 Xbox One. That thing looks dope as all.
In your...
Calm down. Yeah, but Xbox doesn't still have games, sure. Anyways, moving on.
Wow.
What was the reason? Why do you do that?
Yeah, I'm just thinking facts.
Yeah. But anyway, regardless, we're inching closer and closer to The Last of Us 2's launch, so I'm just waiting to see. Wait and see, right? It's just around the corner, so let's just wait and see how everything goes.
Definitely.
When
I'm waiting and seeing too.
What does it launch?
Yeah.
16th of June, right?
Yeah.
Too far.
That's like 2 weeks ago.
Really? Not really.
Well, considering May is basically over? No.
Like 3 weeks.
Also, something else I saw people have been ranting about online is the PS5 being $650.
What?
they haven't announced that cost yet, though, right?
Yeah, they haven't announced anything, but people are speculating it's going to be $650.
It costs too.
Well, see you in 2023.
Well,
considering it's not cheaper than your mobile phone, Sha.
You people that buy expensive phones, you know the phone that I buy.
Yeah, the phone that could do and do video call and fake one. Yeah, I know.
Yes, but at least I'm using it like that.
Yeah. You know, we're so glad that you're so proud of your
new spec phone. I'm so sorry.
It was so bad yesterday. I was telling you because I did my prototype thing. I told him, to look at it. He said that my phone, the WhatsApp video isn't playing. I can't see you.
Kule, the problem was Figma. Figma was using up all of the RAM because it was rendering.
It worked on higher spec phones, Sha. I don't know what you're getting at now.
Another thing.
You have to cut all this on the podcast because nobody wants to.
A quote I saw over the week was that the PS5 is 100 times faster than something. I didn't get that.
The PS4?
The PS5.
Yeah. I saw it as well.
I'm like, it's 100 times faster than the PS4. I'm like, okay. If it's 100 times faster, isn't that like blinding fast? Or the PS4 slow? I'm confused.
No.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it actually is pretty fast. It's class leading fast. That SSD is class leading. Like even some of the top tier 5.0 gigabytes per second read speed NVMe SSDs that are coming out on PCIe. Is it 4.0? Yeah. they are not even anywhere. I mean, they don't even match its speed. And then 5.5 gigabytes.
Speak English. I don't understand.
5.5 gigabytes is its like 5.5 gigabytes is its base speed. If it's through compression, it even reaches 9.9 gigabytes. So yeah, it's super fast.
I don't understand it. Can you explain to me anywhere?
It's not for you. It's not for you. It's for listeners to understand. Please, go and read book.
PC developers dumbing themselves down. Is that what's happening? Are they dumbing themselves for
PC? No, it's not. It's just that, for example...
Why can't they do that for the PC as well?
It's because of... there's a unique advantage Sony has as a console, right? So kind of like the way PCs interface with SSDs, there's kind of like a basic... Let me say... There's a basic process or standard for that, right? So PS5 has kind of changed that up. right? I think normally there's like two layers of management on a regular standard SSD, right? But PS5 has like what, 5 or 6 or something like that? I can't remember. And because it doesn't have an operating system that's like Windows or Linux or anything like that, it was able to rewrite the firmware for its SSD so that it can read much faster than the regular PC, right? So those are kind of the things. So like basically what we expect is that as the PS5 starts to show some of its power in terms of the SSD, we expect PC manufacturers or PC part manufacturers to kind of look at it and say, okay, that's cool. And then start applying it to their own. And then we'll now start seeing SSDs that are much faster than the PS5 one.
That's what they meant by that. So it's going to beat up the master race.
What they meant when they said, if you see this SSD or something on the PC, it's because they've copied it, but they've copied it later on. I think that's what they said during the first PlayStation Sony announcement of the PlayStation 5.
No, they didn't say that, Sha. But basically, they're basically saying that they feel that once people see it in the PC space and get an understanding of what it does and how it can work, they'll probably now start rolling out their own version. I mean, they didn't actually.
That's what
it'll be adopted. It'll be adopted or improved. Yeah. So. You know, since we're talking about PS5 right now, let's talk about the fact that there was some controversy this week, right? So basically, you know, we saw the PS5 Unreal Engine 5 demo, right? And obviously, that demo is coming to all. I mean, that platform is coming to all.
Next gen.
That engine is coming to all platforms. Right? Unreal PC, Engine. Switch. It's going to be on everything, right? So
is it the one about triangles?
Yes, that's the Lumen and triangles. So basically. Yeah, 9 to Lumen. So basically, a dev in China, an Epic dev in China says, oh, but this is running on his AMD PC.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? And it's running faster at a faster speed than the PS5. Right? So it had more frames or whatever it is. Of course, this was now the CEO of Epic himself now said, like, oh, that's not true. Like, the guy's just watching a video online, can't you see? So there was some controversy around that about, and so a lot of people, everybody in the PC master race space has been kind of like, ah, can you see? It's really running better on, you know, running better on PC hardware. You know, PS5 SSD is not doing shit, blah, 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 blah. And there've been lots of misleading headlines around it. But the official word from Epic is that, that's not the case. I mean, it's just some interesting news anyway. Something that I feel like we didn't mention. Anybody that's listening from the PC Master Race side would just be like, hey, but did you hear that? But anyway, we'll see. We'll really see what's going to happen with the PS5 and all these things later.
Okay, are we going to talk about what we are all playing?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Who's going first?
You.
Okay, fine. I'll go first. I am playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, and it is amazing, and I don't want it to stop. In fact, I don't want it to stop so much that I've just stuck myself in a particular part of the story. I'm playing some repeatable missions over and over and over again just because I don't want it to
end. Enjoy yourself, bro. Don't let peer pressure like force you to finish the game.
The end will still come. It is inevitable.
The end is nigh. I'm pretty much at the end. I know I'm at the end. You know,
plays the end, it's going to be so wild, like shit. You have to play it again, anyways.
I'm looking forward to it. It's coming. Distress.
I kind of estimate that I'll probably be close to level 50 by the time I finish my first playthrough.
How much are you grinding?
I'm grinding a lot, but I'm already at level. I'm obviously, you know, in the end game now. I believe. I've just reconnected with a particular character. I'm currently level 45, so I assume I reach level 50.
Level 45. Why are you not going to play hard mode? Anyways,
there's still material to level up, Sha. But I've completed almost all the battle intels except for the last one, and then when that comes, I assume that there'll probably be another VR something for me to finish.
Did you get someone that I told you about?
No, not yet. So I think. Oh yeah. That one I've gotten. I've added it to my team. But then I'm looking to get another summon that happens when you get all the battle intel is done. So that's my next thing. So I've done 18 out of 19. So when I get the last one, I'll go and get the last one.
So basically, when you finish the game, they make sure you level up faster, like times 3 or 4 or something faster, material and levels as well.
With what's it called? With Valhalla coming out, I think later this year, I'm going to start playing Odyssey. Yeah, I'm going to start playing.
Makes sense.
Excuse me while I roll my eyes.
What'd you say?
Makes sense.
And excuse me while I roll my eyes at Ubisoft's quote unquote assassin game. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, dude, I'm not.
The audacity.
Dude, the same way Bash is hooked to his FF. I'm a Ubisoft junkie. I know it's bad for me, but I can't help it.
Why? Why would you
about things to be hooked on?
Yeah. Okay, so quickly, let's just stay on topic. So Final Fantasy VII Remake, that's one thing. I'm playing Final Fantasy XIV online. I'm taking a bit of a break for it just so I could play Final Fantasy VII and get back into it and ultimately finish it. And then I'm still playing Doom and anything else I got?
Which one is
Doom? Doom.
Wait, is it Doom Eternal? Is it on PC or PS4?
It's on PC.
Oh.
Which of the Doom?
Yeah, so I'm still playing Doom. Yeah, Doom 2016, and Doom Eternal.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Doom Eternal.
Yeah, no, I have both. Don't worry. Doom Eternal is lined up for after that. I mean, I still got lots of backlogs, but those are basically the three games I'm playing right now. Okay, that's it for me.
All right. Well, I just finished replaying God of War. Because the first time I played the game, I didn't do all that there is to be done. I still haven't because, quite frankly, all that's left is the stuff in Niflheim, and I am just not interested in grinding for Mysticals. But I got all the Valkyrie Queen, Valkyries and did all the things, and it was pretty good. The story is nice. Just as strong as it was the first time. That's how I was playing it. That's why I wanted to play it again, because I'd forgotten details about the story, and I wanted to play it again. Playing some Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age, which is an interesting game, as in you can definitely see the skeleton of Final Fantasy XIV hidden inside it, because they basically just took that game and did stuff to it and made it an MMO in terms of mechanics and how like enemies and attacks work. And what else? I've also been playing a lot of Apex and reconnecting with my main Mirage because of all of his buffs, and they've made him OP, and I'm so excited. Because I've been using him to do nonsense in the battlefield and I just won't care. Oh yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Okay, let me go next. So, for me, can you guys hear me?
Okay,
for me, I kind of like paused on gaming for a while. But I've mostly been playing Streets of Rage 4, trying to get all the hidden characters and Apex Legends. So I was trying to learn how to use Loba, but I've gone back to my true name, which is Crypto, because of all the Mirage nonsense that's been happening. I need to spot the real one. So it's kind of like the judge heard me saying that, oh, this guy has been useless for so-and-so seasons, and he's not useful to the team, and they just buffed him in all the reasonable ways, and now if you meet him, it's you can't do anything, and he's going to win the fight. So it's been that, but I will resume playing Persona 5 Royal and Final Fantasy 7 and a couple of other games next week. I'm probably jump on Final Fantasy 14 bandwagon as well. We're not playing Death Stranding anytime soon.
Kojima Jr.
You know, my JRPGs always come before any other thing.
Yes, your bias shows. It's good.
We don't need to ask Bash what he's playing, so let's just forget about him.
Actually, I'm switching between Final Fantasy 14 and Neo. I'm having a great time with 14 because I'm also doing endgame content. Well, not endgame content. It was I'm getting really involved with the story, which has actually been great so far. there have been a number of twists that I haven't seen coming. And it's like, even if I thought I had been spoiled by watching the CGI trailers, those trailers, they don't even show a full tenth of all the stuff that happens in that expansion. So it's like, it was a really nice experience, like the new story and stuff. It was pretty solid. So yeah, I fully recommend. Looking forward to like making it to Stormblood. That's gonna be good.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and I actually made a couple of random friends on the thing. Like literally, as I was queuing up for a dungeon and stuff, I saw someone who was riding a Cloud's bike. Was some small Lalafell hero, and I was just like, you know what, you're cool. I have a bike too, and then we showed up our bikes for a bit, and then I was just like, you know what, I'll help you out because I was using an attacking class, and it was taking forever for me to get a dungeon, and it was like he joined up parties with me, and then instantly got in and cleared the level I was working class. So like, you know what, yeah.
At the end of the day, you guys will return to the planet.
Okay, so nice.
That was Final Fantasy 7 remake reference, anyways.
Oh, I haven't gone that far in it yet. But,
you play Final Fantasy 7, you should know, you should recognize that.
Oh, here come the Judgy McJudgensons. Judging!
Yes, they should know better. She should know better.
I know for a fact she has played Final Fantasy 7.
The reference was about returning. It was about returning to the planet.
Oh my God!
Dorapa, don't mind Kule. At least you at least Bash could explain. Kule could not explain the story of Crisis to us.
I explained the story, but you wanted it in arcs. I couldn't give you any arcs, but basically, you know, crack team lands on
Island. The gameplay, the graphics, everything is just wow.
No, I told you that they landed in an island in Korea.
This is the first time that we are hearing that.
This is another podcast. Everybody's going to listen to another one. And then I come and shave these guys in the next episode. Thank you.
Guys. When's the Pokemon expansion supposed to come out?
Next month.
The first half.
I'll be honest, guys. I don't really care. I don't know.
The funniest thing, you won't care, but when it comes out, everybody's going to care all of a sudden.
No, yeah. I won't care, but I'll play because people are playing, and then I'll play it, and I'm like, okay, it's over. Then I'll drop it, just like I did with Pokemon. That's what I did. I picked up, it was cool. I played it. It ended. There was a lot of endgame content that you could play for ages and ages and ages, but it just wasn't appealing to me because I was like, I don't know. They could have done something more.
They could have done DLC, and that is what they are doing.
Oh my God. I mean, they've had yearly Pokemon game releases, and I feel like this one, they're doing this because if you think back, there's been a Pokemon game every year for the past, 4 years. So instead of doing a full on game release, they just give it to DLC for one guy's like, please take this one and go and rest.
Yeah.
I get the whole concept of trading Pokemon and
everything. Is it Pokemon Dungeon something? Kiniko?
Oh, no. I'm talking about mainline games. The side games don't count because it's not Game Freak that does
that. Hey, okay, that explains stuff.
Oh, so apparently a new Call of Duty is coming out, by the way, guys. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War.
Cold War, no?
A new Call of Duty Black Ops. Shock and surprise. Yes, they alternate Black Ops and main series every year.
But do they really need that? Didn't they release Warzone this year? Shouldn't that count?
No, Warzone is...
Warzone is just like multiplayer for Modern Warfare.
It's like the Fortnite Battle Royale.
They are going to compete with themselves. At this point, many people don't want to leave Warzone. The only thing that will make them leave is the updates.
They make stupid money every year.
Look.
They do this every year, but they make stupid money every year.
Don't forget, Warzone replaced the. They had a Black Ops, it was a Battle Royale as well.
God, it was so dumb that people paid full price for that nonsense.
Yeah, that shit was annoying. Like, I was like, it's a Battle Royale. Are you making us pay for it? There's no story. Like, what? Like, come on, guys. Like,
well, that's why I think that's why they're one of the most successful gaming franchises, though. Call of Duty, the COD franchise.
Well, because of release every year.
It's one of the highest selling games every year, like FIFA, I think.
FIFA and GTA.
Call of Duty.
Always there.
Well, because Activision makes sacrifices to Call of Duty is like PlayStation starter pack.
You buy a PlayStation, you get FIFA, get Call of Duty. That's how they just push it out.
True. They always push it that way. Well, you have to think though, this year that there's the COVID-19, that people are not really buying, like, basically people are looking for free stuff that they can get, like Warzone. And if you are trying to make them buy a new COD, I don't know how that is going to work, but I want to see how it goes.
I need to check the figures, but don't forget they made Call of Duty, is it Modern Warfare 2? That was just a campaign and sold and still sold that.
Yeah, they released that. They released that this year too. They released that. So I'm wondering how they are releasing another game again.
That's a whole game, though.
Look. It is multiple companies, Treyarch and Infinity Ward. There are two different companies that work on the regular Call of Duty.
I think it's up to three now.
Okay, so that is why they can keep churning all this stuff out, and they have the money of Activision behind them. The money of Activision is the money of microtransactions, which is a lot. So trust me, the money of microtransactions, the money of Spyro, the money of Crash, the money of every other thing. So trust me, money is not really that. And it's also the money of Blizzard, and World of Warcraft, and Overwatch. So trust me, they have money. They are fine. They can afford it.
Yeah, but can we afford it, the gamers? That's the question.
She bought the last one, decided to save for the new one.
Basically, there's always a Call of Duty. So it's between Sledgehammer Games, Infinity Ward, and Treyarch.
So which one does Sledgehammer work on?
They've done titles such as Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare. Obviously Infinity Ward does all the Modern Warfare stuff, and I think Sledgehammer Games even assisted with Modern Warfare 3. Treyarch does all the Black Ops stuff, basically.
That reminds me, guys, there's something I wanted to bring up. So this year, because of the virus and how it has affected all the sporting events or sports in general, are they really going to release FIFA 2021, NBA, and all those things? Because this year, they didn't really have any season.
I think NBA, 2K is taking a chill pill. I don't think 2K is releasing another one. But FIFA is definitely going to release.
That's because it's...
Yeah, but I think what they've done is that...
If 2K doesn't release, it's probably, I mean, for instance, 2K20, NBA 2K20 was recently on sale for like £3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, because it was that bad. It was that bad.
It wasn't a very
bad game. Was it a pretty bad game?
No, dude.
Yep, it was pretty bad. Reception was pretty bad.
Everyone, everyone I know seems to love it. Like on my Xbox, that's the game that a lot of people are playing as opposed to FIFA. Everyone's on 2K. Even with
because everybody got it for chips.
Even before. And then let's even before COVID, during the COVID period when the celebrities now had to be playing NBA, it was 2K. 2K is the FIFA of basketball. Oh. That's what they play.
Yeah, 2K has been good, but I think the last one, they did so many in-game ads.
But they learned for this.
That was the main controversy around it.
But they learned, and it's not as bad in this one. It's not as bad. The microtransaction, I heard you had a little microtransaction for like skipping skins.
There are slot machines in this one. Actual slot machines like you find in Vegas. That is what they have now. And roulette wheels.
So, I mean, it's basically 70 on Steam. It's like 67. I got a 7.8 on IGN. On Forbes, it got a... What did it get?
Why are you bringing them? They are not real gamers.
Well, Forbes. You know, funny enough, I was just thinking in my head. I was like, who? Sorry. <that's>, I was like... And they actually like spoke my thoughts into existence. No offense, Forbes. I know they've been doing some decent Destiny writings. Let me not throw them on a bus like that. But yeah, it seems to have gotten an okay reception. It's not like a 9 out of 10 or anything, or a 10 out of 10 or a masterpiece. But it was solid.
You know full well that a 7 out of 10 is considered mediocre.
No, it's just average. It's not mediocre. I mean, mediocre sounds even less than average, even though it is average. But yeah.
No, well, it would be. It's the way things are. It's about public perception of scores now because of how heavily they weigh towards the extremes. So yeah, something like 7 would probably be seen as a bit above average. Mm-hmm. 6 would be like. On 6 you'd be like, no. 5 is like, why would you bother coding this? You know,
so 5 is just because they didn't want to give you a 3 or 2. They just wanted to save face.
I didn't get points for getting the developer's game right at the opening screen of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
Just like in the SATs, then you get points for just getting your
right here. Well, it's true, though. We need to check up on what are their plans or what they said about 2021 FIFA and whatnot. Because, like, I know wrestling's not... No, there's still transfers going to happen. Transfers will still happen. Players are retiring. The transfer is...
Yeah, but no new jersey designs. No, a lot of new things. That they normally do.
EA will find a way to either sell it or release DLC for it.
It's still too early in the year for that to happen. It's from June. You don't release jerseys this early. That's what I'm saying. Like they don't release jerseys in the normal football. Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll be announcing a new game usually around E3. Because the new game will probably come out around September.
Mm-hmm. October. Okay.
Oh, so that's true. The summer fest thing should be happening soon.
Yeah, June is next. June is the week.
Yeah,
from
that's what I'm saying. It's in June that we would know what's happening. It's from June.
But so I mean, some news of late was that I think the NBA is in talks with Disney to reopen the season at a private resort or something.
What?
I heard that as well.
Yeah, that's the latest news I read about it.
The players or what?
The Matrix is glitching. What?
If you think about it, Disney's losing a ton of money because all their amusement parks are closed. NBA is losing a ton of money. Might as well come together and make something happen.
Fusion power.
That's interesting.
NBA though, Disney. I don't even know how you.
It's like he's pairing. I can't barely go like NBA. Disney. What is going on?
All right, guys. So that's it for us and the show for this week. Thank you for joining us as per usual, and we will see you in the next one. Amaterasu out.
This is Van91. Thanks for having us. Hopefully we'll have more news to report next week.
Jesus Christ.
It's a slow week. It's a slow week. It's not our fault.
Okay, right. I'm signing out now. Goodbye. It was great being on the podcast with all of you and talking about all our favorite things. All right. Yeah. Later.
Thanks for having us, and we'll see you at the next one. Babs. Shy side dude. Out.
I have got to bounce. See you next week. Later.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at JoysticksNG. That's JoysticksNG. We also make awesome YouTube videos. You can check out our channel, Joysticks Entertainment. We have tons of content up and more coming every single week. We just covered Apex Legends Season 5 update with Loba. Subscribe there too so you don't miss any of the exciting stuff we've got coming your way. And see you in the next one.